Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not like a duplex, but like a hood duplex, you know.
Let's lock it up with Landry in the locker room.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up. No. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Presented by Consolidated Communications.
Lock it up.
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, I've had enough of this. I really, really have had enough of this. Normally, I like to stick to sports and maybe some guy talk or something like that on this show, but there needs to be a law that has to be enforced at this point.
You're hot.
Because I am sick and freaking tired of these spam phone calls that I get every single day, and when I unsubscribe from one, all they do is call me with that same spam phone call from another number. That should be illegal. Once I unsubscribe from one phone number and one service, it should take me off the entire list. It shouldn't mean that you call me from the same number minus two digits. That should be against the law. That's an invasion of freaking privacy.
Yep.
It's one thing if you want to do it one time and I don't unsubscribe. That's fine. I understand you're trying to get me out there. But if you're just going to keep calling me with the same damn pitch 676 times and do it from a different number and I have to unsubscribe 676 times, it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be allowed. And I would even respect it if it were a real person calling me.
Right.
If a real person has to make a cold call to me, I feel your pain. I know nobody wants to do that. I know that's hard to do, and I know the people that have to make cold calls, it's one of the hardest things to do because
that's
people
totally
treat
different.
You like absolute crap. Yeah. But it at least takes some real effort. You're not using some real robot from 600 different freaking numbers calling me on my cell phone day after day after day after day after day. I don't even have any student loans left. When you're asking me about student loans, they're asking me about my car warranty. My warranty's fine. If you're going to call me
insurance
on that, you should not be allowed to go number to number to number on that.
I'll add that to my platform, my presidential platform, on top of getting rid of the Postal Service, turning the Postal Service buildings into marijuana dispensaries. I will add, you know, some strict guidelines, strict prohibitions on spam phone calls. I've never seen anybody get as many as you, though. Like over the course of a show or 4-hour show, you'll get three at least. Three or four.
And the worst part about it is, you know, sometimes that someone will actually be trying to call me from the same area code with something important.
Right.
And it's like the boy who cried wolf, where the boy cries wolf and it's not there, it's not
well,
there, it's not there. And then he finally cries wolf and the wolf eats him.
And then, you know, they always make the number, like, let's say you're like a 713-868 or whatever.
Yes.
The spam call is like your number or your girl's number or something.
Yes.
They always come up with an 868 so you can maybe slip in. And,
it's garbage.
And, yeah, it's the worst.
It should be illegal. Can I add something to your presidential list?
Mm-hmm.
You know how at restaurants they have mints when you walk in and out?
Yeah. Don't ever take them.
I take the mints. I think they should put condoms at the...
I don't know if that's necessarily a presidential
but
platform.
I think the number one problem in America right now is birth control. Mm-hmm. I feel like too many dumbasses are having kids that shouldn't reproduce. And not only are they having kids, they're having like four or five kids. And the biggest morons are having kids. And then it's not the kids' fault, but the kids just don't have the right mentors.
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden they're doing that. And it's embarrassing for kids to have to go buy condoms. Like 16-year-olds, a lot of them are going to engage in intercourse regardless. Obviously, abstinence is the number one thing, but they're going to engage in intercourse regardless. I think condoms should be more accessible and birth control should be basically free because
I like the idea. I don't know
much.
If I would put it on a platform
I was
for the highest office
out.
In
well,
the world.
You're not going to win.
But no, yeah, I am. Marijuana alone and getting rid of the Postal Service. You know how much money I would save there?
Don't
you
get
could,
rid of the Postal Service.
You could
service.
Build almost anything.
I apologize to FedEx, Henny. I apologize to...
I'm getting them jobs. They're going to work at the dispensary. Singers.
No, okay. Well, no. You're in the locker room. Go.
Hey, I have the same thing, the same problem with the telephone. There's two things you can do. I've been doing this for over 2.5 years now, and it's dwindled down. You either block the number, which I have over 3,000 block numbers on my phone.
Oh, my God.
Or anytime you buy anything online, do not give them your correct telephone number, because I found out if I buy Instagram or something online, they say, hey, telephone number optional. I don't put it in there. If they ask for it, I put a makeup number in there, because that's how I'm receiving all these calls.
I'm going to have to try that. Okay. I'm going to have to try that.
That's good. I block it every time, but it just keeps coming. But that's actually good advice.
It never really comes from the same number, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, they just change it up, and it's lazy, man.
I like that second piece of advice there.
It's just it's ridiculous. Michael Beasley, he is a knucklehead.
He's kind of ridiculous.
There's going to be some knuckleheads on display on Sunday. You got Aqib Talib with the Rams. You got Marcus Peters with the Rams. You got Eli Apple with the Saints. You got Tyreek Hill with the Kansas City Chiefs. You got the Patriots really don't have a lot of knuckleheads. They had Josh Gordon, but he's gone. But there's going to be a lot of knuckleheads, but none of those knuckleheads are bigger than Michael Beasley. If you didn't see it online yesterday, Michael Beasley went to check in to the game for the Lakers. And when he went to check in, he ripped off his tearaways. And he didn't have his shorts on. He had the wrong shorts. He had some practice shorts on, which means that he had to run back to the locker room, put his game shorts on, and go check in. Who are some of the biggest knuckleheads, maybe with the assistance of marijuana, in sports history?
All right. Well, first of all, on Michael Beasley, I respect his basketball game. He's had some issues with the ganja, but I will never say anything too nice about Michael Beasley, because I've told you the story.
He beat your ass in AAU, right?
I wouldn't put it necessarily like that, but he and Nolan Smith were on the same team. That
former Duke guard.
We were one win away from the national championship, and they beat us by 3 points after being up five. I was up five with 2 minutes left.
Okay, choke artist.
Coaches, blame the coach on that one. They knocked down a couple threes. Long story, I could tell you someday. Anyway.
No, I don't.
Daryl
Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry for sure.
Daryl Strawberry. Steve, what was the Yankees?
Steve Howe.
Steve Howe.
Dodgers.
Steve Howe. Knucklehead. Josh Gordon. Got to put him on there regardless of the reasoning. You got to put him on there.
I'm trying to localize it a little bit.
Royce White from the Rockets.
That's one. Well, that's a condition, though.
Steve Francis after his playing career.
There you go.
After his playing career.
Yeah, and probably during, but.
Lamar Odom.
Yes, Lamar Odom. Who was the guy? I'm trying to remember the basketball player here. The
Michael Irvin.
No, here. Michael Irvin's an absolute knucklehead. Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp, after, for the most part.
Yeah, after.
Had to sell all his Jordans.
Stromile Swift.
Stromile Swift was a little bit of a knucklehead.
Mm-hmm.
Who else was a knucklehead? I don't know. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You're on the locker room. Go.
Hey, Landry, just so you know, have you ever tried calling those numbers back that they call you on with those robots?
What happens?
If you do, somebody else answers it because they're pirating their phone numbers. Like whoever the salespeople are, they're pirating these numbers. So you call them people back, and these are normal people saying, I never called you. And I'm like, y'all have called me five times today. And they're like, no. So this should be an FCC violation.
Oh,
just wanted to share that.
That's why some guy called me the other day, and he was insistent that I called him. And I was like, bro, I didn't call you. I don't know what you're talking about. And we got in like a long argument. So they use my phone number too to call other people?
Yeah. That's probably why you get so many. You're in their circle now.
Wow.
We're all in their big circle, but I bet you're one of them. We're in a bunch. Vernon Maxwell, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie Griffin.
All right, enjoy your day, John.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right. Vernon Maxwell, Eddie Griffin, texters are coming
Eddie Griffin got caught doing something in the car.
Manziel.
Johnny Football, you're in the locker room. Go.
Hey, Landry, what I did was when they called me about the warranty of my car, I told them that they called perfect timing and I was under a murder investigation and that I needed some insurance or some warranty, and then they never called me back again.
I wish our phone number, our 713-572 number, would get one of those calls and we'd just go on the air.
Dude.
You're on the air. Tell me about it.
They're never live, though.
I know.
What do you want, Pavetex?
Yo, what it do? I can tell you, y'all two are the supreme knuckleheads. Not my boy Figgy Fig, though. But you and OG Lopez, y'all some knuckleheads, man. I was going to tell y'all didn't give me no credit for setting up that rugby game, but y'all really representing it.
Well, we need to give you credit for sure.
How's he gonna call someone a knucklehead, though?
Because it takes one to know one.
Hey, we all knuckleheads, man. We knuckleheads for life, baby. We ride or die.
I already put it on my calendar. I already put it on my calendar.
Going to outing with Dave Tex.
I got it on my calendar. I'll tell you the date here in a second. But rugby game.
Yep.
February 22nd.
Yep.
You're in the locker room. Go.
Forgot about Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, yeah. We heard from him earlier in the show.
You're in the locker room. Go.
How about Vernon Maxwell?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Can't go wrong with him. Didn't he fake an injury when Clyde was here?
I don't remember that.
I believe he faked an injury because he didn't want to play. His feelings were hurt.
Oh, brother.
You're in the locker room. Go.
Yeah, I was going to just piggyback off what that guy said. I had a guy that called me back that sounded like Gupta, and I know I didn't call him. He called me back like 3 times.
Race car!
Sounded like Gupta. Good Lord.
He sounded international.
You're in the locker room. Go.
Go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go.
That's not going to work out.
Smoke shop.
Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Seth. You're in the locker room. Go.
Hey, guys. Hey, I think that guy that called, I think it was a couple callers before me. I think his name's like Cave Tex or something. I think he's the biggest knucklehead. But yeah. Hey, just to rub a little bit of salt in your wound, Jiggy, how about J.R. Smith being a knucklehead?
J.R. Smith, yep. Big time. Mm-hmm. He's actually, he killed somebody. Like, he killed somebody driving too fast and reckless, his friend, yeah. And then got, two extreme speeding tickets after that. Like, come on, dude. Like, you killed your friend.
He can't help himself.
You ran a stop sign. He shouldn't be allowed to drive.
He's the drunk driver that can't stop driving drunk.
Pathetic. You're in the locker room. Go.
I'm not sure if you want to consider him a sports knucklehead, but LeVar Ball. I mean, he's never really done anything significant in sports.
He's kind of shut up since he went and played with LeBron. Since his son went and played with LeBron, he kind of shut up, hadn't he?
He kind of has.
I think that's kind of, you got to draw the line there. And LeBron basically said, I ain't going to put up with that.
Yeah.
You're in the locker room. Go.
Hey.
Oh, don't say what you're about to say. I heard you there, man. Be easy.
What are you going
to
say, Vince Young?
What are you about to say?
Taking his shoulder pads off.
Have you met
Tlaib?
Have you met Tlaib? You're a knucklehead for calling him a knucklehead because that guy, went after he's done with his NFL career, most likely to kill somebody.
Yeah.
He's crazy. I met him in Denver once.
No, he's nuts.
He scared the hell out of me.
I met him in Dallas.
Great. Good dude. Guy has crazy eyes, man.
He's a crazy man. No, you're right.
I thought he was about to say Vince Young. I was about to say
Vince Young was a knucklehead.
Hey, easy, man. Easy.
Okay.
It's a legend.
He was a knucklehead.
It's all Jeff Fisher's fault.
Can we say it easy? He was a knucklehead.
It's all Jeff Fisher's fault.
Oh, sure.
You're in the locker room. Go. Go.
Yeah, hey, just a quick, just to help out with that spam, go get you a Google Pixel. You can screenshot their calls. That way they get a message from you without you saying it.
Google Pixels, you said?
I didn't know that. That's good advice. Yeah.
Good advice. It drives me crazy.
Dennis Rodman? Oh, it's and you get a lot.
Dennis Rodman. Mm-hmm. I almost got his jersey when I was a kid. I'm on YouTube trying to get it. He just gave it to someone else, man.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
When you can
Ron Artest.
Ron Artest. I told you I got slapped in the leg with Ron Artest's piece one time.
Seriously? Oh, in the locker room. You did tell me.
Leg, yeah.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, I was interviewing Kobe. And usually NBA players, when they get out of the shower, they leave their towel on. I think it might actually be a policy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had jeans on, luckily. It wasn't like a short stay or anything like that. And Ron Artest gets out of the shower, throws his towel off, and just starts kind of like, he screams. He's like, ah! So he starts walking around naked in the locker room. Kobe put his locker like right where the shower was, and the shower went back. So the shower was on my right, like where you had to walk back to the shower area. Ron Artest just walks with that thing swinging around like an elephant's trunk. And it just kind of, he's kind of like staring at me. I don't know if he's trying to make me his prison bitch or what. And his elephant trunk just slaps me on the leg. And it wasn't like just a little slap. It was to where you could hear like a slap.
My goodness. Left a mark.
And I'm sitting there and everybody's kind of looking like, what is this guy doing? He's like flinging his arms out and stuff. Yeah. And he walks to his locker and he just kind of looks back at me like, I dare you to say something. So I told him, hey, dude, you need to watch. No, I didn't say a damn thing.
That's where the story gets changed.
I didn't say a damn thing about it. But Ron Artest, it hit me with his elephant trunk. I did not know what to do about it.
Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.